Welcome into another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN, our chance to speak with Atlantic head football coach Mike McDermott. Coach, thanks for your time again.
Yeah, hey, thanks for covering us as always, and we appreciate your support.
Well, last week on the road at ADM, another tough outing for your ball club. You had, it seemed like a lot of opportunities to make the game a little bit different than it turned out. I think the final score wasn't indicative of how actually competitive the game was. But, you know, you had some more chances to get some more points on the board, just didn't quite execute when you had some opportunities.
Yeah, I started off early. We gave him some field position. You know, didn't coverage on a punt wasn't the best, so they capitalized on that. And after that, it was pretty much a tight game until you know 5 minutes left in the half. So a lot of penalties early on. Not real happy with those in the first half, but in the second half, we came out and competed and played hard.
Well, and you had some things that you did offensively a little bit differently. You threw a few new wrinkles in there, and it seemed like, you know, a few of those worked, but it wasn't long before ADM would figure those out, and they had one particular defensive end that had a really good game that was kind of all over the idea of what you would shift around, and then he spotted it out. So just kind of tough when those things that you find that are new wrinkles that do work can't continue to work.
Yeah, you know, we put a couple new things in, not anything that was just tremendously new, but just like you said, a couple new wrinkles, and you know, we're the type of team that we still have to share the ball, so even if something's you know, working right away, we'll go back to it, but then we've got to just find, you know, other ways to get other guys the football too. And I think that that led to some of our success last week is you know, we spread the ball around pretty well.
Well, another thing that you knew that was going to be tough coming into the game was containing their quarterback, Sam McCartney, and he's just a guy that, you know, it's tough when you have a team that spreads the field like that and then have somebody holding the ball that's that quick, because when he gets outside, he can elude very well, keeps his eyes downfield. He had some good throws there on the run as he was outside of the pocket, and then, of course, he can take off and run with it pretty well.
They have the perfect offense for him, and he does a great job of running the show for him, too. Just like you said, they spread you out. You know, he looks downfield, but then he's going to tuck and take it and scramble a little bit. And sometimes he's gonna fake the run and then pulls back up and throws it for a nice completion. So put a lot of pressure on our defense, and trying to contain him was a real tough aspect of the game.
Well, and I thought kind of one of the big moments in the game, too, was you had an opportunity there late in the first half. You did make a nice stop at one point for them driving, and then, of course, you're getting the ball back there to start the second half. But, you know, again, just couldn't quite get things done once you got something moving a little bit.
Yeah, and at that point in the game, too, I think we had a nice run on first down, and then second down we got a penalty. So it put us back in, you know, second and 12 or something crazy like that, and we're just not built that way. So we addressed that at the halftime, and you know, our guys came out and responded.
All right, well, now as you turn your attention here this week, you're going to take on a Carroll Tiger team that's also a very good squad. They haven't lost a game all season. They have a very tough quarterback themselves who likes to stand back there maybe a little bit more and throw the ball. What are you going to do to try to slow down his success so far?
Yeah, Carroll, big up front. They've got five nice linemen that, you know, we've seen that before, though. So I think our guys will be ready. But, you know, with Carroll, they're going to try and run the ball first. They spread you out a little bit, but they want to run, and that's what kind of sets up their passing game. So our focus defensively is going to be trying to stop the run first, and then we'll worry about the pass after that.
Yeah, they do have a couple of backs as well that are both over 500 yards on the season. So you know that you got at least a couple of guys to keep an eye on back there. Maybe makes it you know, a little bit more difficult than just one back that you can always know what number you're looking out for. But I guess if they're doing the same things, you got to be ready to stop either one of them.
Yeah, and that's, you know, what we've been focusing on this week is to you know, they're big guys. Their backs are big, and they've got good feet and can move a little bit. So we're going to have to get them wrapped up and then get some help there, or they're going to break some tackles.
Well, and this is one of those interesting type games, too, where you have a team that's, you know, I don't want to say they're going to overlook you guys, but they know they've got a big game coming up here at the end of the season against Creston that's going to determine, you know, who the district champion is most likely. And, you know, they're coming into your place here. Guys, I guess we should be excited for an opportunity there maybe to catch a team off guard a little bit.
Yeah, we're hoping, you know, we can sneak up on them maybe a little bit. And, you know, the other thing, we're playing at home a little bit. That helps, you know, in the Trojan Bowl, seniors' last game here. So, you know, we're trying to create some excitement ourselves just to maybe get us started a little bit earlier.
Well, I guess as you we go back to talking about how they run their team a little bit, defensively, you know, with the way that they like to play, the kind of run setting up the pass, is there anything that you adjust here this week? Obviously, it's going to be different from last week because a team that really spreads the field a lot. You know, what do you change this week to slow that down?
Well, offensively, we've got to continue to, you know, use some misdirection and kind of share the football. And what I mean by that is, you know, take what the defense gives you. If they're letting us, you know, maybe get a short pass out on the perimeter, that's what we've got to do. We've got to use some misdirection in the backfield and try to outflank them offensively to just help our offensive line a little bit out. Defensively, like I said, you know, we're going to try to load the box and stop the run and make them get into, you know, a second long, third and long situations where we know, hey, this is probably where they're going to take a chance throwing the ball and then change our coverage behind it. So that's our game plan this week.
You know, we've talked about this throughout the season. It sometimes can be tough when you're not having that scoreboard go your way to, you know, keep the focus and keep up the intensity and effort. But you mentioned it is a chance for some of those kids that are going to be out there last time to step on the field at the Trojan Bowl. I'm sure they have some pride in that. They want to go out and play hard. And I think your team has shown throughout the season that they continue to put that effort out there, even when the scoreboard may not be the way they want it to be.
Yeah, it's a fine line, too. You know, last week facing that real slick quarterback, you know, our guys are going hard and we're blitzing in the right holes and we're unblocked, but, you know, he just makes a sidestep move and gets right by us. So there's times when, yeah, we want to play hard, but there's also times when, yeah, we have to throttle down just so we can make a play. So it's tough to coach that a little bit because our guys are, you know, playing so hard, especially our D linemen. They go so hard that sometimes they run right by the play. So. But the same focus this week. We want our guys playing hard. They have all year, and this week in practice, they've been you know, doing the same thing. So we're happy with that.
Well, and I'm sure it's going to be you know, a little bit special for you. This is the first season coming in here as head coach. You know, you've got some guys that are going to be moving on here from the program that I'm sure you really appreciate their effort and try to lead and help turn things around here for you, and they get a chance to kind of get honored here coming up on Friday night.
Yeah, especially, you know, like you said, with our seniors, you know, those guys you know, gave me an opportunity and, you know, everything I can do to give them an opportunity to be successful. So we talked about it here the last couple weeks in practice of, you know, hey, this is a chance for you guys to play one more time at the Trojan Bowl, and hopefully they can crank it up and get ready to go.
Well, and you've got, of course, another game here left on the schedule as you head to Harlan after that, so I'm sure you're still kind of going through some of the same routine here at the end of the season. Does anything start to change as you wind down, or are you just doing kind of the same preparation work every week?
Well, it's pretty much been the same preparation work. Various weeks we've focused a little bit more on tackling. Some weeks we've focused a little bit more on blocking. You know, and this week really no different. We worked on some turnovers again, as well as had a straight blocking period where all of our guys, no matter whether you're in lineman or not, are working on, you know, blocking and our backs reading those blocks. So we had some success last week, so we continue to do that this week, and we will probably in the future.
Yeah, and of course, you know, throughout the season, you're going to see things, I guess, you know, schematically and those types of things that you want to adjust and work on throughout the year. But when it comes down to it, a lot of it's that fundamental type stuff, and that's stuff that you got to continue to work on. And nobody gets better by not practicing those types of things. So I'm sure that's something that your staff is doing, especially as you're trying to build and grow these kids through the program.
Absolutely. You know, you can't get better blocking unless you're blocking in practice, and you can't get better tackling unless you're tackling in practice. And we've tried to, you know, limit it to some degree just to prevent some injuries. But when the rubber meets the road, you still have to do those things. And we believe that, and we still do them in practice. So It's been good though. We've stayed somewhat injury free, and we hope to this week too.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. At this point in the season, a lot of teams have a number of things they're probably dealing with, but I guess health-wise, you're doing pretty well.
Yeah, you know, a part of that, I give a little bit of credit to our trainer, Andy Newman, who our school board hired. And it's been a fantastic hire. He gets those guys, you know, in the training room, fixes them up, and sends them back out. So to that degree, we've been really lucky. And, you know, we've got some bumps and bruises, but that's part of football too.
Yeah, and of course, you hate to see when something major does happen to somebody. You know, injuries are part of the game. It does happen from time to time. But, you know, luckily you haven't had that happen to guys. And, you know, it's really disappointing when they don't get that opportunity to get out in the field when they like to.
Yeah, we've got a couple of seniors. You know, Zach Stork got hurt real early in the season. And Nate Gifford got hurt this summer, which ended their careers. But, you know, the nice thing about them is we let them, you know, now be coaches a little bit, and they're out in the field, and they've got some things during practice that, you know, we give them some responsibility of doing some things. And both those guys have been, you know, good leaders for us out on the practice field, even though they're not in pads every day, and they continue to show up every day and help out our football club.
And as you move through the season, I think you're always going to get more comfortable with your routine and what you're doing. You know, this a lot of your staff very familiar with each other already anyways, but, you know, a few new guys that are kind of worked into the mix there. You feel like, you know, that sideline presence and all those things that go into game day is kind of improved as the season's gone along as well?
Definitely. Communication factor from the first 2 weeks has, you know, been tremendously better. And sometimes that communication factor is you got too many people talking at once. So we talked about that the first couple weeks of the year of, all right, who's going to be talking and who's just listening. And then when, you know, guys have an opportunity to talk, that they can. So all of our guys are on the same page, and they're all, you know, moving in the right direction and doing a great job for us, whether they're up in the booth or on the sideline. And I think we've got that squared away now the last 3-4 weeks.
Well, and at the same note, I'm sure you've got kids, too, that are kind of, you know, working their way up into some of those leadership roles. Have you seen that growth from some guys?
Yeah, our juniors and, you know, just, you know, a few sophomores here and there as well have done a tremendous job. JV squad is, you know, playing every Monday night. They got a win last week. And, you know, we're seeing some growth out of those guys, not only as football players, but as leaders, too, and finishing games and being able to finish tight games. I think we won 6-0 last week in the JV side. But, you know, a lot of potential there, I think, you know, coming up here in the future.
Well, Coach, great opportunity here for your team on Friday night. We appreciate you giving us some time here once again. Good luck to you.
Yeah, hey, thanks for your coverage.
All right, that's Atlantic Head Football Coach Mike McDermott, and that'll wrap it up for Trojan Preview this week on KJN.